This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. Another weekend in September. On our show this week, a gentleman who's been on our program several times. I love when he's here. He is so cool. Actor George Hamilton will be joining us. Then later on, actress Kimberly Paisley will be here. Her husband is Brad Paisley, but she is a very huge talent in her own right. And then we're going to be talking to Reed Peterson, who is Senior Vice President for the Mobile World Congress Americas at a tech show in L.A. with all the latest in technology. Next hour, my buddy Larry Kane, and he's written a book called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top. It's in hardcover right now and a fascinating book. From Little Anthony and the Imperials, Little Anthony will be joining us, and then we're going to talk to a chocolate historian, David Borgasani. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People have also started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's couch. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Back with Ron Sedgy Today, and perhaps the mystery will be solved for this portion of our show. How does our next guest look so young in his mid-70s? Only George knows for sure. He is really somebody that you have to look up to, not only from the standpoint of his talent, but also how he takes care of himself. I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going and looks good, too. It's very depressing for people like me. Joining us right now is George Hamilton. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Ron. I remember being in Orlando. It was the only night that our lights and our electricity, everything went out on stage during Lacage. And I discovered that evening I wanted to do a one-man show. I was singing on stage a duet in Lacage au Folle. And all of a sudden, I heard this giant crack of lightning. And everything went dead. And all I heard was me singing. And I thought, this is the weirdest thing. Why am I singing? And I kept on singing. And all of a sudden, the lights came back on. Everybody had left the stage. And I turned to the audience. I said, I've always wanted to be a one-man show, and I just kept on talking. And for the next 10 minutes, I thought, this is more fun than I've ever had. It all was born there in Orlando.
But you see, let me tell you something. That is the true indication of a pro. The show must go on. Doesn't make any difference if you have lights, audience, anything, okay? As long as you're on, I'm a singer, George. As long as you're on stage, the whole world can collapse around you. You're having fun, and that's all that matters.
Well, it was that way, and I was surprised because I'd never done that before, and it's just that it was the idea that I had been set free from having to say lines that other people had written for me, and I could just be myself. And I thought, God, this is so much more fun been doing. So next year I'm going to do that. You'll see me back in Orlando next year.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
I'm on show. Now, what's going on, Ron? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about how good you look and how I can look that way, too. Now, here's a perfect example, and I'm going to say to everybody, with your permission, George, that George is in his 70s. Let me just put it that way. In 30 cities, 400 shows last year, okay?
Yep.
Now, let me tell you something. That is a grueling pace, and the only way that you can do that well is if you live well, and I know you live well. See, what's nice is that when you live well, it shows. When I live well, it doesn't show. So I need some health tips from you, George, as to how to make life a little bit more enjoyable because you feel good. You know, I talked to Jay Leno, and he's on a campaign that I really believe in. America is just a bunch of fat people, okay? And when you talk about now obesity being a disease, are you kidding me? You know, that's terrible. So
that's the real problem. And you know, I would understand it if we were just a bunch of hungry people who have to eat. I do believe when we started supersizing things that everything kind of got out of hand.
Right.
More important is the reason for it. And I remember as a little kid, I mean, I drank Coca-Cola, and I drank a lot of things that were not all good for you. But the thing is that there were smaller amounts of it than they are today. What has happened is in America, we really had a problem in our soil. Our soil is totally depleted. All the nutrients are gone, and all these GMOs that are fooling with our food, it's not any real nutrients. What's missing are the minerals, for say, that you're supposed to have in ordinary food. And so what I started realizing when I was on the road, I started looking for organic food. You know, everywhere I went, the word organic may be overused, but it's terribly important. And I thought, organic means I don't want it to be sprayed with pesticides, and I want it to be from a soil that's complete, because that's what you're eating. You're eating something that's really healthy, not something that's conceived to taste good and be bad for you. Most of our fruits and vegetables are picked too early now and shipped too far.
Right.
So really what you have to have is some form of insurance policy for your health nowadays. You can't be sure what you're eating is any good for you. You can endeavor to find organic wherever you go. But I started realizing that I had to have something that was that covered all the vitamins and all the minerals. And I started taking a powdered form of it in water, so that I would do it twice a day, sometimes morning, sometimes evening. But I'd get it in generally twice a day. And I had a sense of less hunger, because I think most of the problem is obesity is caused because people are hungry for real food, but they are getting all of these sweets, all of the sugar, which gives them a big up and a big down, and they're never satisfied because they're not getting the real stuff.
Right, right.
So I started taking something called Youth Infusion, which is basically a mineral and vitamin supplement in a powdered form, because you don't have to swallow those horse pills. I get it out of the way. I don't think about it. I don't like to take vitamin pills. I don't like to have to look for that. But America's turned to that point now where we have to do something about it. Otherwise, I would find myself fatigued with the food source that we get. And you can't go to fast food. It won't work.
No.
It's a momentary fix, but it won't work.
George, do you eat red meat?
Yes, I do. I have range-fed, non-hormone meat, maybe once, sometimes twice a week, depending on how I feel. I have fish three times a week.
Yeah.
I try to get fish that's got no mercury in it, wild salmon and things like that, sockeye, and you can get it. But most of the smaller fish have less mercury than the larger fish. It's everywhere. We're polluted everywhere. We've done this. It's man that's done this to themselves. And so we have to hunt that down. We have to find it where it is. I think the bottom line on that is really the during the war, Second World War, they found, and they did autopsies of young servicemen, both sides. They realized that the Japanese soldiers had almost no plaque. And it's because they ate small amounts of meat or fish and large amounts of vitamins. We do just the opposite. We
just
take large amounts of meat and fish and take just a little bit of vegetables if we can. So you have to be able to find food that hasn't been contaminated. And as I say, you've got to have the insurance policy of having something that gives you what I call micronutrients. Those are the things that we're missing. You don't have to have a lot of it. You just have it all, because if you don't, those are the things that lead on to cancer, and they lead on to stroke and heart attack and all the other things. It's the things, the micronutrients that we're missing.
See,
I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but
no.
It's gotten to a point where, Ron, I know, having to do those shows, the energy that one has to take, and you can't do it by coffee and sugar, and you can't do it by sweet drinks. So it's a powdered drink that gets you your insurance, and then you try to find the really good food. I'm doing a makeover of people. I'm doing a contest across the states, asking people to write in, and it's called Campaign to Health, and it'll be a sort of a random draw, and they'll come out to California, and we'll give them a shopping spree of foods. We'll take them to restaurants. I'll explain to them what is good and what is bad for them. I'll go through their entire regimen as far as workout and all of that to make you feel great. And it's going to be fun to do it. It's part of what we have to do now to save this planet. If we don't, well, we keep worrying about the health problems in America. The health problems start with what you put in your mouth. Not the doctors.
That's right.
With what you eat.
Now, you know, the amazing part about it is, and this is the reason why I think people will listen to you, George, vis-a-vis somebody else, okay, is that when you have somebody that is giving you advice and they don't practice it because, you know, they look bad or whatever the case may be. I had a doctor one time that weighed like 400 pounds and he put everybody on a diet. You know, he had about zero credibility. But, you know, when somebody looks and is healthy and is vibrant as you are, you take advice from somebody like that. Now, the Heart Health Foundation is a place where you can visit and get more information on it, and I want to talk about this contest, rather, but I have here five healthy tips that you suggest, and I got to tell you, they're great. Drink a half of your body weight in ounces of water each day. Now, that's a little tough for me to do, because I'm not a big water drinker, but I know that that's important. Everybody I talk to says that's what you got to do. And then cardiovascular exercise. I lost my father, he was 55 years old. So I know you got to go out there and do that. And the next point I want to talk about has to do with pets. That's on your list of things that you really have to adhere to in order to kind of calm yourself down and live longer and live healthier. And, of course, taking advice from you is exactly what we want to do. So, George, if you can stay with us just another segment, I don't want to let you go, okay? We have a lot more to talk about. So George Hamilton is going to be with us for another segment talking about a lot of things. But most importantly, how do you stay healthy, and how are you in your mid-70s and look the way he does? And how do people like myself not get depressed over that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more.
Mr. Cool is going to stay with us for another segment with Ron Sedgie today. George Hamilton. We're going down the list of things that make you feel good, and pets is one of them. Tell us about pets, George.
Well, a pet makes you, forces you to be guilty about getting up and taking them out and going for a walk with them. And pets have a wonderful sense of bonding with you, and we instinctively know that. They're the most wonderfully giving creatures on earth, and they're there for you when you come home. So to take them for a walk every day, I know what you're saying, Ron. It's very hard to drink a lot of water if you don't like water. First of all, you have to find water that's not just chlorinated, terrible stuff coming out of the tap.
Right.
You got to find a good water, and there's several waters, bottled waters, that I like. I don't like them out of plastic. I try to get them out of glass.
Me too.
Glass bottles are so much better for you than plastic, and plastic gets in the system. It leaches out in heat and in cold, infiltrates the body. But I take to get a lot of water, you've got to first start out with a big glass of it, and that's when I put in my powdered vitamins and minerals in the morning because it tastes good. And I drink a glass of that. So I have one big glass with youth infusion in it, and then I have another glass of water maybe an hour later, just plain water, and I drink that all day long. And then finally my next big one, and again, is in the evening when I do youth infusion again. And now I've got myself 5 or 6 glasses of water, and I haven't felt like I'm not waterboarding myself.
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying it. You know, people go to the refrigerator, and they're craving instant energy, and they haven't got it. So they're thinking, okay, I'll take sugar. Everything they eat is going towards sugar. That's because it gives them a fast fix. That's
right.
Why even alcohol is even the fastest.
Sure.
People go out and have a drink. It's all about sugar. It's not anything else. You've got to say to yourself, is this my fault? And it isn't really. If you take a kid and you give them a mineral supplement, vitamin supplement, and you let them choose, they start choosing things that aren't sugary again, that are healthy for them. It's when they're needing that fix that they have to have it, and it's a big up and a big down. And America is just completely devoid of nutrition, and we don't get it. I mean, I went to my kid's school, and they were serving pizza that was frozen a week before.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I just don't understand. The schools don't get it. They think they have these nutrition programs, but they don't. They don't know anything about it.
No. This youth infusion that you're talking about, George, what does it taste like?
It tastes, well, we have, it can be in different flavors, but it's a kind of a tangy tangerine blend. It's
really?
It's very light. It's not got sugar in it. It's got a natural sweetener, which is a xylitol. And xylitol is very good sweetener. It actually, they're now using it in dentist office to remineralize children's teeth. And it's not got that bitter aftertaste. So it's very good. It's what's really wonderful about these infusions. We've got CoQ10 in it, and it counts so much about CoQ10 for the heart.
Yeah.
Your father used to die at 55.
Yeah.
Mine died at 56,
and
to think that in these years that have separated them, we've jumped that average up so that people are living longer. They're starting to learn so much more about the heart. The CoQ10 is a great, great supplement. So we put that in our drink in a larger amount than I think anyone else does. That and vitamin D. And I have to laugh, you know, vitamin D comes from the sun. And everybody used to say, oh, God, he's out in the sun again. And they would say to me, you know, you just got to stop that sun. Then one day I saw my doctor and I said, what are you so tanned for? And he said, well, you know, these new studies show that we're depleted in vitamin D and you can only get it really from the sun. And I said, yeah, so you're telling me I did something right all these years? He said, yeah, well, you might have overdone it.
The funny thing about it is with the reputation you have about that gray tan, you'll live to be 172.
I stumbled on that by accident. I think I did overdo it. I love the sun. Only I remember doing movies with guys like Cary Grant and there was a guy named Glenn Ford. We did Western together. And Glenn would say to me, why are you wasting your time? We'd do a Western and they'd come up to put makeup on us and they'd scare the horses. And so he said, don't do that. You're scaring the horses. Just get out here and sit out and let's have sun during lunchtime, and then we won't have to wear makeup. We never did, and Cary Grant never did. I mean, I'd see him outside on the lot at MGM, and he'd be tanning every day, and I'd sit and talk to him, you know. And it was a fascinating era, to be an actor. But so many of those guys were like that. They didn't really like the idea of wearing makeup and all that. Vitamin D is natural from the sun. It just comes from the sun, and you don't have to do what I did, which is I'd spend hours out, but I would submit that you spend 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and not in the height of the sun, you know, late afternoon or early morning sun, and it's wonderful for you. Everything that grows from that. Watch these doctors like Dr. Oz and Dr. McCullough, and they're all going for it now. They're all realizing how important the sun is.
See, anything you say is gospel to me, I'll tell you that. Congratulations, George. Recently named to the advisory board of the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine because of his progressive views on health and wellness. That's fantastic. And I like your philosophy. Age is just a number, and that's true. As they say, you look marvelous. Now, winner, this contest that you're having, let me just tell everybody what you get, okay? You get two tickets to fly from anywhere in the United States. Stays to Los Angeles, a two-night stay at a local hotel, a food shopping trip with George Hamilton, a diet review by George, a healthy cooking session with George and a private chef, dinner with George, exercise tips, and a workout with George. It's a long 2 days. And a one-year supply of Youth Infusion. Where can you get that?
Well, you can get Youth Infusion by just going to the site, which is www.drinkyouthinfusion.com. Drink Youth Infusion is one word. .com. Or you can go to the vitamin shop. Yeah. Shops everywhere have it. It's easy and it's fast. My kid loves it because he cannot take a pill. He won't take a pill. So this morning I gave him his usual little powdered drink and he put it in there and he drank it and he said, Dad, this is not bad at all. It's so hassle-free. It is the insurance policy against having your bad health because, believe me, you check into it. It's the micronutrients we're missing in the food, the lack. So sad in America that the farmer who really kept us going has now been cut up to a relic, and we have these mass-grown foods with animals and fish that are farmed. It's not fair to us, and we've done it because of these big companies. America's got to seize this back in their own hands and get this back to eating right, because we did eat right 50 years ago.
Yes, we did
have it.
Something happened along the way. Well, George, I urge everybody to go to your site, campaigntohealth.com. That's all in word, campaigntohealth.com. You get a chance possibly of winning this grand prize to go out to L.A. with George Hamilton. George, my friend, anytime you want to come back and talk about this or anything else, let us know. And please let us know when you're down in the Orlando area. We'd love to have
you. Well, I will, Ron. My boy goes to school in St. Petersburg at the Naval Academy there.
Oh, good for him.
My younger one. And so I'm back down there quite a lot, and I'm from Florida, and I'm resident. So I'll be in to see you, Ron.
That sounds great. George, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight when you're here. You're a classy guy.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Good talking with you again. George Hamilton has been our guest, and he is so cool. And for those of you who may not remember, George Hamilton used to date one of Lyndon Johnson's daughters when he was in the White House. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail trying to help get Democrats elected in this fall's midterm elections. In Anaheim, California, he gave a short speech and was given a warm welcome by the crowd.
It is good to be back in California.
Seven Democrats are with Mr. Obama. They're hoping to win seven seats in the House currently held by Republicans. The former president told the partisan crowd, the key is to get people out to vote.
When there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
Obama did say, we're in a challenging moment. But he did not mention President Trump by name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. She is not only beautiful, but equally talented and one busy person, not only as an actress, but she's an author and she's a producer. I mean, she does everything on film, television, theater. I'm just getting tired thinking about it. Joining us right now is Kimberly Williams Paisley. Hi, Kimberly. How are you? Nice to have you.
Hi, Ron. Thank you. I think I'd like to hire you as my new publicist.
Well, you know what I could do is I could actually walk into restaurants and stuff before you come in and give you this shining introduction and
would
say...
Would you mind?
No, I don't.
That would be really nice.
No, I'm free on weekends and most weeknights, okay? So that would be okay.
Perfect.
That would be perfect. I meant what I said, though. Unbelievable, all the things. And we'll talk about that, but we want to talk about the fact of a new installment that's going to be premiering on Sunday evening. And it's, of course, Darrow and Darrow in The Key of Murder, which is going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a continuation of a great franchise. By the way, you're working with two good friends of our show, Wendy Malick and Tom Cavanaugh. But tell us about what's going to happen this time around.
Yeah, but this is a great show. I'm really proud of it. I got to executive produce it, so I was involved from the beginning on the script and the outline and casting and all of that. This is, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries has a handle on these mysteries, and they've got such a great, loyal fan base of sleuthers who love watching them. And this one doesn't disappoint. It's a light legal show. This episode is the second one we've done, and it's a continuation with these characters. I play Claire Darrow, who's a public defender who fights for the little guy. My romantic interest and also competitor is Tom Cavanaugh's character, Miles.
Right.
But in this one, Miles' sister is on trial for murder. Mackenzie Porter plays his sister. She's so talented. She's an amazing singer, and she sings in the episode. And then her producer winds up dead. He's murdered, and she is the prime suspect. So Miles comes to Claire and asks for her help in the trial and defending her.
But I think it's important to note that prior to this, your character has never tried a murder case. Is that correct?
Right, but Miles says, you're the best trial lawyer there is, and it's hard for me to turn that down because I'm a sucker for flattery.
Yeah, of course, and of course,
you know,
he has an interest in you, so he's going to tell you what you want to hear, I assume.
Yeah, exactly, but yeah, and I won't say how it turns out, but what I loved was getting to work with him on a case. That was really fun because we're more competitors in the first one, so we really had a good time. He's one of those actors who makes it different every time, and the little life moments that come in are the ones that we look for in the scene. You know, like, you know, he bumps into me accidentally in one of these scenes that you'll see on Sunday, and they left it in. He bumps into me, and it kind of knocks me across the hall, and then we just keep going with the scene and never even mention it. And that was Tom's doing, and I love working with him. I love when things like that happen that are unexpected, but real, and we use them.
Well, this isn't the first rodeo with him. You worked with him before, have you not?
I have. We did a movie called How to Eat Fried Worms
right.
years ago, and then he was in Snow with my sister Ashley. He played Santa Claus, and she was Mrs. Claus. So we've both been married to him, which is kind of weird. But
that's weird. There's a story in itself. Now, in this
yes.
week's episode here, the second installment, actually, what happens is a little bit of a twist that happens when your mother, of course, your mother on the show, comes back from being a Manhattan corporate attorney, and now the three of you are in the same city, which causes a little bit of uneasiness there, too, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of tension in the first one because she comes back for the first time in a long time, and I've reopened my father's firm. My father passed away, and I've taken the mantle for the family, and she's not a part of it. She's in it for the money, unabashedly, unapologetically. She wants to have the biggest money cases, and so she comes in, and we really do butt heads. And in the second episode here, she's moved in with me. She's now working at the firm, so it sort of increases the conflict. But also you see how we're dealing with it, and you know that there is love at the heart of it, and it's fun. She kind of needles me, and I needle her.
Kimberly, you know, I've said this many times to people on the show that have worked with the Hallmark Company, and I really mean this. They do a phenomenal job. When they put on a show, that could be a feature film release in movie houses around the world. They really do outstanding. They don't just slap something together for television. They really are right on the money, are they not?
It is for remarkable, and it's remarkable how much programming they have and really what a loyal fan base they have. I think people know when they watch Hallmark that they're not going to be disappointed. It's going to be something that makes them feel a little bit better about the world, that it's something they can have on and their kids can walk in and they don't have to shut it off or turn the channel. You know, they really know what they're doing. And I love working with Hallmark. And I love doing these movies, and they are quick, you know, like they'll shoot it in 3 weeks.
Wow. Really?
For me as a mother, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, and with your schedule, I don't know how you even spare 3 weeks with one project because you're moving. But let me ask you a question that has been kind of a problem with me when I've produced television shows, okay, and hosted them, too. You are not only starring in this, but you are the executive producer on the movie. How difficult is that? Because the executive producer is responsible for every aspect of it. And I can remember very vividly being on camera and looking at the staff and the camera crew and seeing somebody that was not doing their job and kind of get disorientated on what I'm supposed to say on camera because I'm watching this guy or this girl not do what they're supposed to do. I mean, how difficult is
that? Right. Well, fortunately, I'm not the only executive producer. I've got Alan Ett and Jonathan Axelrod, and they're terrific, and they handle a lot of stuff as well. My manager, Brian Wilkins, is also a producer. So it's a team of people, which is great because I don't have to worry about all of it. And, you know, Harvey Kahn in Vancouver, they're used to doing these. They have their team. And especially now with the second one, and then we're developing the third one right now, we know the crew. We know the players involved, and so it really is a well-oiled machine. So that's good. And the good part for me, the fun part for me, is being involved in developing the story.
Sure.
And involved in the casting, and you know, of course, figuring out all the moving parts of when we're gonna get everyone's schedules lined up to shoot and all of that. So I'm lucky that I'm part of a team.
I have to tell you, and as I mentioned in the introduction, you've had a remarkable career. I mean, you were in The Father of the Bride, Father of Bride Part 2, According to Jim on ABC, films like, as you mentioned, How to Eat Fried Worms, We Are Marshall, the Chipmunks franchise on television with Amish Grace and Nashville and Two and a Half Men, and then on Broadway and an outstanding job with The Last Night of Ballyhoo and Speed the Plow. It's amazing. Now, I have to ask you a personal question. With your schedule and your husband's schedule, do you ever see each other?
It is a lot of moving parts. And, you know, we see each other more than you might think because I'm not always working. And, you know, some of the stuff I do is at home.
Mm-hmm.
Writing, when I wrote my book, I wrote it from home. And, you know, as I said, the Hallmark movies are just 3 weeks, and I can do the producing stuff from home easily. And then Brad goes out on the weekends. It's different in country music. They don't tour for months at a time. They tour on the weekends. And, like, right now he's about to take a couple months off. So we're able to balance it, but we definitely have to focus on it and, you know, figure out where we're going to be from week to week. And that's a juggling act for sure. But I think that's what we both love about it. It's always been that way. And it keeps things interesting.
Yeah, I guess it would, yeah. And you know what? There's the old saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, there's another one that says, out of sight and out of mind, so don't worry about that. We won't get into that one. Well, Kimberly, I have to congratulate you really on such a well-oiled machine from the standpoint of being so successful, whether in print, on the big screen, on Broadway, on television, as you mentioned, an author, unbelievable, and, of course, the show Darrow and Darrow in the Key of Murder this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And you alluded to before, and I hope that this is correct, that there will be more installments of this terrific franchise.
Yes, I hope so as well. We're developing the third one now, so hopefully we'll get to talk again down the road.
I look forward to it. And
we'll
be watching Sunday night, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kimberly. Our guest has been Kimberly Williams-Paisley, great actress, and also the wife of one giant country music legend, Brad Paisley. They make a great combination, boy. They're both hard workers, they're both successful, and I would assume that when the end of the day comes, they're making a ton of money. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Around the world, that's Ron Seggi today. And our next guest is really a very interesting gentleman with a very interesting job, talking about the future. And boy, I tell you, the future sometimes can be very exciting. And in this case, it is. He is the Senior Vice President of Mobile World Congress Americas, joining us right now, talking about the big show that's going to be held September 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles, California. Joining us is Reed Peterson. Hi, Reed. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Hi, Ron.
thanks for having me.
I was reading down some of the things about this show, and I believe it's the second annual show. And tell us about this now. This is the World Congress America's mobile show. What exactly is that? And let's go into details as what you can find if you go there or you find out the results of what happened there.
Yeah, so great. So, yeah, the Mobile World Congress America's, it's the second edition of the show. So we held our inaugural event last year in San Francisco, had about 21,000 attendees at that event. This year, 2018, we're in Los Angeles, the heart of media and entertainment. And I think that it's going to be a great year for us. We're hoping for about 22,000 attendees, 900 to 1,000 exhibiting companies from across the mobile tech and entertainment industry, and attendees from across the world, I think about 110 different countries. We have country and region pavilions from Canada, China, Finland, France, Ireland, South Korea, Turkey, and the United Kingdom. So it should be a great event. Lots of exhibitors and sponsors, as well as kind of a fantastic kind of keynote conference program.
Now, is it open to the public, Reed?
It is, absolutely.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay, so tell us what's there. This has to do with what's going to be happening 5-10 years down the line. I don't know who it was, but back in the early 1900s, like 1905, 1907, and through there, the patent office decided that they might want to just close up because everything that had been invented was invented. Man, were they wrong. And now when you look at what's happening today, you think, what else can there be? Reed, what else is down the road?
That's a great question. Every year presents some just phenomenal and fantastic new innovations and technologies. This year, we're going to be talking quite a bit about kind of the fourth industrial revolution, data from all different devices and the Internet of Things and all those devices connecting and talking to each other, looking at kind of artificial intelligence to how to interpret that data and respond. Virtual reality, kind of immersive experiences. This is going to bring dramatic changes to a number of industries, including gaming, education, healthcare. So it's really, really exciting. And then 5G. 5G is obviously going to be a game changer for the mobile industry and for all of the adjacent industries that kind of tie in and use mobile connectivity. The lightning quick kind of next generation wireless technology. This is expected to power self-driving cars, virtual reality, smart cities, and kind of networked robots. 5G is this technology that will allow you to do some pretty amazing things with virtual reality equipment and using 5G technology and haptic gloves, which sense motion and pressure, could operate on a patient on the other side of the world via robot. And those 5G speeds at less than 1 millisecond latency, the over 10 gigabits per second of throughput, and the spectral efficiency should eliminate all the delays and lag in remote surgery. That means that the surgeon can get instant feedback via the gloves. So just amazing use cases to be able to use this technology.
What about the virtual reality broadcast? What does that consist of? Because that enters into my area of work, and to be honest with you, a little frightening.
Yeah, no, it's both frightening and exciting. You know, right. You look at what virtual reality and kind of that immersive experience could do. That brings dramatic changes to a number of those industries. But think of it in the education side, for example. For students living in areas with limited educational resources, virtual and augmented reality can enable instruction and interaction with teachers in a virtual classroom. You could potentially interact with your listeners in a very, very different way. They could feel like they're in the studio. They could feel like they're being a part of the discussions that you're having and be there. It's just a very, very different way of consuming and engaging and interacting with the world around us.
When television came into play, a lot of the great radio actors, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, all of them, didn't want to go into television. I think Milton Berle was probably the forerunner because there was only a couple hundred sets in the whole United States. Radio still had it.
You always need great personalities, right? You always need great talent. So regardless of what it is, we're entering an exciting time when, not only mobile technology is becoming mainstream, but we're welcoming 5G service. There's about 499 million mobile connections just here in North America. And so as you look at that, people are going to be engaging and consuming in a lot of different ways. And people want that media and entertainment. One of the reasons why we're holding the show in Los Angeles is kind of that heart of media and entertainment globally. And as you look at that, you've got the convergence of the mobile industry coming together with the media and entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. Mobile used to be the third or even the fourth screen. Now it's the first screen. It's the one you go to. It's how you interact. It's how you watch, your favorite television shows, your games, your music, and that's how you engage with the world around you. So I think you're going to see a lot of opportunities, more opportunities, I think, for content players to engage and to showcase what they're doing, because different ways for people to consume, and it's a more personal consumption as well.
Imagine a Better Future is the theme for the show. Now, you're going to have some speakers, too. What are some of the speakers that are going to be attending? What are their names?
I mean,
I'm sure they're the movers and shakers.
Yeah, so great question. So, you know, we have the CEOs of the mobile network operators from around the Americas, as well as kind of folks from AEG, President CEO of HBO, Hulu, Pandora, Samsung. We've got some great speakers to talk all about what's happening in their industries as they tie into mobile as well, as all these adjacent industries.
You know, you're right. This is very exciting. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, nothing, absolutely nothing is beyond the imagination. I mean, it was a big deal when Dick Tracy cartoons, you could talk into your watch. Now, if you can't talk into a watch or into the top of a pen or something, you're antiquated. It's so exciting. Now, the event is September 12th through the 14th. It's the Mobile World Congress Americas. It's, of course, in Los Angeles. And if somebody wanted to go, it's open to the public, but what about somebody in Cincinnati that can't go? Can they go to a website read?
Absolutely. So Mobile World Congress America's website is mwcamericas.com. So M as in Mary, wcamericas.com. You can also follow our hashtag at hashtag MWCA18. It'll kind of align you with the different you know, things that are going on the show. So we're really excited. We think this is a great show, lots of great, you know, exhibitors and sponsors, and excited to see what the future of mobile holds.
Reed, you gotta love to go to work in the morning, you know?
Pretty fun.
Oh,
pretty,
yeah. Fun. You come up with an idea, you give it to some young people, and they expedite it. I mean, it's outstanding. It really is. Well, again, our guest has been the Senior Vice President of Mobile World Congress Americas and the GSMA Mobile World Congress of America show, September 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles. Hey, Reed, you're a great guest. Would you come back and visit us soon? Because this is exciting.
Absolutely. Will do, Ron. Thank you very much for having me.
And if I wasn't working, I'd be out there on the 12th. But I will be at one of them one a year. You're going to have them every year now, right?
Every year. Yes.
Okay.
Come join us.
Where's the next one?
The next one will also be in Los Angeles.
Okay.
After that, we'll have to see.
Okay. Geez, come down to Orlando one day. We've got a lot of people
there. It's a great place. It's a great place.
Okay. Thanks, Reed, for joining us, and much luck with the show, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate your time.
You talk about interesting. I mean, this is where tomorrow is, and if you're not excited about tomorrow, man, you are not with it, my friend. Reed Peterson has been our guest, Senior Vice President of Mobile World Congress Americas, and we're going to come back with more live with Ron Seggi today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron's Edgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this past hour. They include George Hamilton. What a cool guy he is, man. 79 years old, and he's like, you know, Mr. Everything. Then Kimberly Paisley, who is a terrific actress, got a movie coming up on the Hallmark Channel, as we mentioned earlier. Her husband is Brad Paisley, and to Reed Peterson. Next hour, Larry Kane will be joining us about a book that he's written called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top. Fascinating guy and a fascinating book. Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials, and then a chocolate historian, David Borgasani, will be here. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.